Paulo'olo'o Pipo, the site of Fort Elizabeth, the fort built on Kauai by Russian trading interests in the early 19th century, is best remembered as the setting for the brief alliance between the Russian-American Company and Kauai's high chief, Kaumualii. But there's more than one story behind what is now a national historic landmark. Dr. Peter Mills is giving a talk called Revisiting Paulo'olo, Sacred Wahipana on Kauai, later this month. He's with us from his UH Hilo office. Good morning.
It's a pleasure to be on, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Sure. What got you interested in this story? It's a wild story, isn't it?
It's a circuitous route. I had gone off to grad school at Berkeley to be an archaeologist working in Alaska on fur trading and on contact period sites, but I was enrolled at Berkeley, and as soon as I got there, I met Professor Patrick Kirch, who is very well known in the Pacific, and realized he was a pretty brilliant guy to study with, too. And I suddenly realized there was one of these Russian-American company fur trading forts right in the Hawaiian Islands, and since I'm bad at commitment, I thought that was a great way to combine interests in both places.
Well, let's set the stage, because it is kind of the whole idea of a Russian-Kauai alliance in 1819 is a pretty far-fetched story to begin with, isn't it? Can you kind of set the stage for us?
Yeah, it's really, there's the sign on the highway still says Russian Fort out front, and I'm sorry to say, I think it's an awful way to introduce the site to people. The Russian-American company had come down in 1815, very early 1815, a Russian-American company ship had wrecked at Waimea, Kauai, called the Bering. And eventually in 1816, Yegor Anton Scheffer had come down to recover the goods from it and had signed an alliance with Kaumualii to try to protect Kauai from Kamehameha.
Yeah.
And it was that alliance that sort of led to this flurry of building of a number of fortifications on the island. The one that we're referring to, Paulo'olo, is the Hawaiian name for it, and it was part of King Kaumualii's own residential compound, his own kauhale, in Waimea, whereas Fort Alexander and Fort Barclay up on the north shore of Kauai were kept by Russian-American company employees and it built by them, whereas the fort in Waimea was built largely with native Hawaiian labor for King Kaumualii.
And Kauai was independent at that time.
That's the funny part is 1810 is that when everybody cites that the Hawaiian Islands reunited when Kaumualii and Kamehameha had formed an alliance. What people leave out of the history because it makes it messy is that during the War of 1812, Kaumualii had again broken away from Kamehameha and had stopped paying him a tribute. And that's very clearly documented in a number of ships' journals in 1814 before the Russians ever show up. But then the War of 1812 ended. All of the Americans left Kaumualii with no foreign alliance, and within a matter of weeks, this Russian-American company vessel wrecks on his shore in front of his very own house, and he takes all of the material, and in the period of a year, the Russians are down there forming an alliance with him to help continue protecting his sovereignty from Kamehameha.
Which didn't last very long, right?
No, it didn't. The Russians were kicked out really by the middle of 1817, and so there's only a period of about 7 months between the building of this thing that we call a Russian fort and the departure of the Russians. There's no evidence that they had ever garrisoned there, and I honestly think that it was always in Kaumualii's mind his fort that he was building, and he was adopting European kinds of designs to the fortification. And I honestly think there was probably a great deal of Hawaiian ritual that was still at play in his taking of this monumental architecture and using all of his people to build this place.
Well, Peter, if there never was a Russian garrison there, then the term Russian fort becomes, by definition, a misnomer, doesn't it?
It does. It's really like referring to the Statue of Liberty as French statue or as Iolani Palace is American Florentine Palace. You know, there is a connection in the sense that Russians were there, but it really wasn't ever in the control of the Russians. It was always Kaumualii's fort. And I feel the name Paulo'olo, which shows up in 19th century documents, Mahele documents, as a much more appropriate name.
Well, as part of any revisionist historian's project, you're going against the cliche of Kamehameha as a unifier of the islands, because, as all historians know, one man's unifier is another man's conqueror, right?
It's true. Kamehameha was an amazing character, and he did so much to bring the islands together. But it's really messy with Kauai, and for good reason. Kamoli'i, I think, ends up being ignored in so much of 19th century history as a sort of a secondary player when he really was such an incredibly central figure on Kauai.
It seems that way, and eventually, by force of essentially Kauai ceded to the larger kingdom by force of arms, but without a battle. He simply was because there were just too many forces arrayed against him. Is that right?
Well, not quite. There was actually, in 1824, this place that we call a Russian fort is where there was a battle between Kamoli'i's son, Humehume, and some allied chiefs from Kauai to try to keep Kauai under the control of Kauai chiefs. This is after Kamehameha had died, and the battle was really mostly between Kalani Moku and these Kauai chiefs, and eventually the Oahu Big Island Aligned chiefs put down the Kauai Rebellion in 1824. Another thing which helped unify the islands was that after Kamehameha died, it was that Ka'ahumanu married Kamoli'i, and that marriage in 1821 again sort of very much serves to have brought the islands together in a way that hadn't been done before.
And that was very much a royal marriage of convenience and not so much a love match, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's kind of how things were done in those days. But, you know, as you've said, the real history is so often messier than the soundbite history, isn't it?
It is indeed, and it's something that words do matter, and the ways that we introduce places to people do matter. And I think it's high time that we start to realize the incredible significance of this National Historic Landmark, but not because of the Russian presence, but because of its significance to Hawaiian culture and Hawaiian cultural change in the 19th century, and this incredibly important battle for sovereignty on Kauai, all which unfolded in this very small area of land.
Maybe it's time to change that highway sign.
I think so.
Thanks very much.
All right.
Dr. Peter Mills is a professor of anthropology at the University of Hawaii at Hilo. He'll give a talk on revisiting Pa'ula'ula Sacred Vahipana on Friday, April 20th at the Waimea Theater in Waimea, Kauai. It's free and open to the public, and you can learn more about it on our Facebook page.